The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so for the first in what is sure to be one of the more controversial appointments in the Trump White House was announced earlier this morning.
An immigration hardliner who served as a White House aide in the 2016 term has been appointed to a new position in the new Trump administration.
Send the illegals back home.
Stephen Miller will be Donald Trump's deputy chief of policy. Miller was a central figure in previous policy decisions, including the separation of migrant children from their families in 2018. Campaigning with Trump in Colorado last month, Miller blamed the Democrats for an influx.
We don't need migrants consuming and depleting our public resources, overwhelming our public schools, overwhelming our hospitals, taking over our apartment buildings, and yes, murdering innocent Americans.
Since leaving the White House in 2021, Miller led the America First legal organization. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Yeah, Stephen Miller is the poster boy for white supremacy. We never have to worry, ever have to worry about him having a heart attack because he doesn't have one. President-elect Donald Trump also named his border czar.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Tom Homan as the border czar in Trump's incoming administration. Homan served as acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director in Trump's previous administration. Trump has pledged to launch the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. He wrote on his Truth Social site on Sunday that in addition to Homan's overseeing the southern and northern borders and maritime and aviation security, he'll be in charge of, quote, all deportation of illegal aliens back to the country of origin, end quote. In an interview on Fox News Channel, Homan said the military would not be rounding up and arresting people in the U.S. illegally, but that ICE would move to implement Trump's plans in a, quote, humane manner, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
And for the record, contrary to what conservative media convinced many of you of, the country has never had a border czar. The media nicknamed Kamala Harris border czar when President Biden put her in touch with or in charge of going to other countries and finding out what it would take to make things better there so they all don't feel the need to come here. But she was never appointed border czar, and there has never been a border czar that I know of until now. We just want to set the record straight on that. Also, President-elect Donald Trump has also named his pick for U.N. ambassador.
President-elect Trump makes his pick for U.N. ambassador. Calling her a smart America First fighter, President-elect Trump has picked a New York congresswoman to serve as his ambassador to the United Nations. It's Elise Stefanik, who spoke at the GOP convention this summer in Milwaukee.
It is clear for the whole world to see nothing. Absolutely nothing will stop President Trump from standing and fighting for our great country.
Stefanik, who's 40, has long been one of Trump's most loyal allies in the House and was among those discussed as a potential vice presidential choice. I'm Shelley Adler.
And also, Republican leaders are ready to help Donald Trump hit the ground running.
Donald Trump and legislative leaders are getting ready for his first day in office.
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump suggested using executive orders to remove migrants in the country without authorization. Republican Senator John Barrasso on NBC's Meet the Press says that's among the top priorities.
The high costs and the open border. And those are the things we're going to start working on immediately.
Governor government staffing and spending cuts are also on the agenda.
If we continue to spend too much, the government is too big, it does too much.
Trump is pressuring Republican Senate leaders to change the rules to allow him to appoint some nominees without Senate confirmation. Ooh. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Not super Democratic,
is it? That
is
kind of scary.
Now, look, they're talking about recess appointments, which happen, you know, with every administration. But what he's asking for is all recess appointments. He does not want to have to anybody in his cabinet, his judges. He doesn't want them to have to get Senate approval at all. He's asking for permission to do the entire thing without Senate approval.
And let me mention, that is more fascism than it is democracy. Just wanted to mention that. Donald Trump's criminal charges in the election interference and insurrection case and the Classified Documents Espionage Act obstruction of justice case, they're on their last legs and headed for the dustbin of history.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan has canceled any remaining court deadlines in Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case. This comes after prosecutors said they need time to assess the appropriate course. The Supreme Court sent the case back to Chutkan to determine which of the allegations in the indictment can move forward. A person familiar with the matter told the Associated Press that given Trump's presidential victory and the Justice Department's policy that sitting presidents can't be prosecuted, Jack Smith's team are winding down the case and the stalled classified documents case under appeal in Florida. Trump has criticized both cases as politically motivated and has said he would fire Jack Smith within 2 seconds of taking office. Judge Chutkan ordered prosecutors to file with their proposed course by December 2nd. Jennifer King, Washington.
Biden and Harris are going to appear together for the first time since Trump's blowout victory that left the Democrats in the White House saying WTF.
President Joe Biden was at Arlington National Cemetery for the annual Veterans Day observance.
It's been the greatest honor of my life.
President Joe Biden speaking for the last time as Commander-in-Chief on Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery.
We stand here today. We think about all that our veterans have given to our nation, serving and sacrificing in uniform, just as they serve and sacrifice here at home.
And he had this message for military families.
Jill and I want you to know we see you, we thank you, and we'll never stop working to meet our sacred obligation to you and your family.
I'm Shelley Adler.
On Meet the Press over the weekend, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the election shows that the Democratic Party failed to address the concerns of most American voters.
They have a right to be angry. In the richest country in the history of the world, today the people on top are doing phenomenally well, while 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and millions of families worry that their kids are actually going to have a lower standard of living than they do.
The control of the U.S. Congress is still hanging in the balance.
The vote tallies aren't completed yet from last week's election, leaving it unclear which party will control Congress. More than a dozen congressional campaign contests are still not decided, leaving control of the House of Representatives a toss-up at this point. Republican leaders are projecting they will keep control, but Democrats say if more votes go in their favor, they could become the majority party. Republicans did win control of the Senate, and Republican Donald Trump will be in the White House next year. He's urging the senators vying for majority leader to change the rules and allow him to bypass congressional approval and outright appoint some of his nominees. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And that's it for Scoot's News Briefs on Monday, November the 11th, 2024.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.